I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. This is despicable. That's what one of our listeners wrote in response to an interview we ran Friday with journalist Joshua Kors. Kors has written a series of articles for The Nation magazine about war veterans who are refused health and other benefits by the Pentagon because they receive personality disorder discharges. That means that, according to military doctors, these vets are suffering from a pre-existing condition and not from combat-related ailments, as the vets claim. How could anyone do that to a fellow serviceman or woman, wrote another listener. But there was skepticism as well. One listener questioned the premise that some veterans are denied long-term health benefits. She says her husband is a veteran who received treatment for cancer at a VA hospital 20 years after his enlistment ended. That's a different scenario than those we discussed with The Nation's Joshua Kors. Servicemen and women given a personality disorder discharge do not usually receive long-term medical care from the government. That's what happened to the man we talked about last week, Sergeant Chuck Luther. In May 2007, Luther was blown out of his checkpoint in Iraq by an insurgent mortar bomb. His head slammed into the concrete floor. Dazed but unbloodied, the sergeant returned to his post. What he didn't know was that he'd suffered a traumatic brain injury, or TBI. Only later did the decorated veteran seek medical assistance for the piercing pain in his head and shoulder, and for partial blindness and deafness. He was accused of faking it. Luther objected, and what happened next seems beyond belief. He was confined for a month and deprived of sleep. Under such duress, he eventually agreed to sign whatever was needed to get out. And what he signed was a personality disorder discharge, depriving him of any benefits for his 12 years of service. Senator Kit Bond of Missouri has campaigned against such discharges. Senator Bond, you're a Republican. Your son served multiple tours in Iraq. How do you react to stories like that of Sergeant Luther's?
That's an outrage, and we are very, very concerned about it. Sergeant Luther and his treatment is just one of the examples of how the personality discharge has been used and abused. We've been fighting this. We've been working with veterans advocates and veterans for many years, and they brought this to us in 2007 when we found out the scope of the problem.
Mm-hmm. And what has Congress done since then to help soldiers in Sergeant Luther's position?
I've been pushing for legislation to change the approach. Then-Senator Obama was one of my co-sponsors, along with Senators Boxer and Lieberman. We made some progress in pushing for the Honor Act that takes care of injured soldiers. We got one thing included in the fiscal year 2008 Defense Authorization Bill that mandated safeguards on personality disorder discharges and a high-level review of cases before service members can be discharged. And as I understand it, Sergeant Luther's case is now going through that review. We think that we have to stop the too easy get rid of a problem by identifying a personality disorder and claiming that was pre-existing and dumping out the soldier or Marine who has been severely injured, and maybe invisible injuries, but severely injured in war, and they should be treated as heroes, given appropriate service, and not discharged, losing all their veterans' benefits.
So, Senator Bond, is this new law that encourages soldiers to seek a review of their medical records and providing counseling, is that enough?
Well, that's an important start. I have contacted President Obama a number of times. He said, well, they're working on it, and while the Pentagon has told us they've moved away from this kind of discharge and put safeguards in place. But I'm from Missouri, the show-me states. In other words, I'm going to continue to check and ensure that the Pentagon's living up to its promises.
Senator, I understand all of this helps, but what makes me, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners, scratch our heads is that the recent health care bill that got passed, whether one agrees with it or not, now prevents insurance companies from excluding coverage for pre-existing conditions, yet this loophole exists whereby the government itself can deny benefits for soldiers damaged in defense of their country. In other words, they're denying people like Sergeant Luther benefits because of pre-existing conditions. How can that be?
That's hypocrisy at its highest level.
How can you
it's
change
absolute
that?
Absolute hypocrisy.
So doesn't Congress need to change that hypocrisy?
Well, I felt there were many problems in the health care bill, so we were shut out. We didn't have an opportunity to work on it, but that's certainly something that needs to be addressed, and I'm hoping that many of the flaws in the military system will be addressed. We're continuing to work on this on all fronts and pursuing legislation, direct appeals to the military, continue to appeal to the president to get him to talk about changing the Defense Department standards that say personality discharge means no benefits. That is highly hypocritical.
It not only means no benefits, I mean, in practical terms, it's just this discharge paper means employers look at Sergeant Luther, for example, and say, this guy's crazy, let's move on to the next applicant. I mean, Sergeant Luther just wants to work.
I know. I mean, and in some cases, they go and demand back the reenlistment bonuses. The Defense Department actually goes back and demands their money back. Now, I mean, how much more outrageous can you get?
Obviously, the Defense Department needs to protect itself and taxpayers against fraudulent claims. How do you balance that?
Well, this is not fraudulent claims. That's
right.
Why we need more mental health professionals.
I understand
review. Pre-existing conditions, the way they screen our volunteers to go in, and I know something about how the volunteers are screened. They're all volunteers who want to serve their country. And they check them before they go in. If they don't find a personality disorder then, and they come back from the battlefield after being in combat, and they have some problems, I think the overwhelming conclusion, if not an irrebuttable presumption, is that they suffered the injury as a result of their service. They should have to jump through all kinds of hoops to prove that it was pre-existing rather than assuming it was pre-existing.
Senator Bond, I understand that vets and soldiers who hear this interview may actually contact you in your office
The best thing they could do, we're hearing from people all over, but I would ask them to contact their senators and the congressman who represents them, because we need to have more members of Congress doing it, and most important, write the president. He joined me in these earlier issues, and we need to get his attention refocused on this, because he can provide the leadership right now. Many people in Congress only do what he tells them to do, and he needs to tell them.
Senator Kit Bond, Republican of Missouri, thanks very much for your time, sir.
Thank you, sir.
By the way, you can hear our interview with the nation's Joshua Kors about personality disorder discharges at theworld.org. We've also asked the Pentagon for comment on the story, but none has been offered.